banning the use of indoor security cameras in listings on its site around the world by the end of next month. The online rental platform said Monday it's making the change to simplify its security camera policy while prioritizing privacy. Under the new policy, hosts will still be allowed to use doorbell cameras and noise decibel monitors, which are only allowed in common spaces as long as the location and presence of the devices are disclosed. Politicians are closing in on the required number of votes needed to pass federal legislation that requires AM radios in every new car. AM broadcast radio has dipped in recent decades as more listeners turn to options such as satellite radio and podcasts during their drive time. But a large nonpartisan group of lawmakers believes saving the AM dial is critical to public safety, especially in rural America, and they want to ensure access to it via car radios. 802 right now, and speaking of cars, it's time to check in on Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Olivia Mirov. Hello again, Olivia. How are those wet roadways?
Hi, good morning. The roadways are looking pretty good. We just have your typical morning commute traffic. Starting northbound US 101 from about Golf Course Drive going into downtown Santa Rosa, you're going to see some slowdowns in that area. State Route 12 interchange to US 101 traffic is heavy there. And then on the southbound side, traffic starts at about College going to about State Route 12. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirop on KZST.
M-Face, M-Cella, M-Fem360, and M-Sculpt Neo. At Artemedica, we've got the Empire. March is Empire Month. Save up to 50% on treatments this month. M-Face treats the forehead, cheeks, jawline, and chin for fewer facial wrinkles and more facial lift without needles or downtime. M-Cella is a breakthrough treatment for incontinence. This unique technology supports those suffering from incontinence with a completely non-invasive option. Simply sit on a chair and let the machine do the work. Regain your confidence with MFEM360, the non-invasive vaginal rejuvenation treatment to increase moisture, tighten internal tissue, increase blood flow, improve external tissue quality, and increase bladder control. MSculpt Neo is the first non-invasive device designed to eliminate fat cells and build muscle. Experience the Empire at Artemedica and save big all month long. Call 707-577-8292 to schedule your complimentary M-Face, M-Cella, MFEM360, or MSculpt Neo consultation.
Work in our schools and make a difference in the lives of young people. Learn more at the Sonoma County Office of Education Job Fair, Saturday morning, March 16th from 8:30 to 11:30 at 5340 Sky Lane Boulevard near the airport. Sonoma County schools need teachers, administrators, and counselors. Classified employees, including administrative assistants, IT support, and maintenance and custodial staff are also invited. For information or to register, visit SCOE.org. SCOE.org.
From the community calendar, the Center for Volunteer and Nonprofit Leadership is looking for volunteers for the Sonoma County Human Race on May 4th in Santa Rosa. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, the Los Angeles Lakers say they're planning to fix a handful of errors on the base of their recently unveiled 19-foot statue of Kobe Bryant outside their arena. The names of former NBA players Jose Calderon and Vaughn Wafer are misspelled in the box scores from Bryant's 81-point game, along with the misspelling of the phrase, coach's decision. And your forecast, light rain showers will continue through much of the morning before we see clearing into the afternoon. Highs today should finally reach the low 60s. Tonight, mainly clear with some patchy dense fog possible by early tomorrow morning. Overnight lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, sunny and nice, mid-60s. A little breezy at times. We should have more wind, but it will be warmer with lots of sunshine on Thursday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Today is National Girl Scout Day. Girl Scouts came into existence in 1912 when a woman named Juliet Daisy Gordon Lowe organized the first ever Girl Scout meeting in Savannah, Georgia, with just 18 girls from the surrounding area. Today, there are more than 3.7 million members worldwide. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. There's a new witch in town. Boo!
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail. I'm the master of my sea. Oh, I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
is 8:09, 52 drizzly degrees in Santa Rosa. And up next on KZST, I will be looking for someone to do our weekly random act of kindness, thanks to Redwood Credit Union. Call me in the studio, 707-284-1000.
If you live in the city of Santa Rosa and have children 5 and under, we have some great news from First 5 Sonoma County. First 5 Futures is a program that provides a free college savings account of up to $700 to eligible children age 0 to 5. It's never too early to start saving for your children's college education, and First 5 Sonoma County makes it easy. First 5 will make an initial deposit of $500 for every eligible child. Families participating in the program have the opportunity to receive an additional $200 in incentives for completing activities that support your child's well-being. Apply today at first5sonomacounty.org and start saving for your children's college education now. First 5 Futures, making young children's futures brighter, one account at a time. Enroll for this free college savings program today. Visit first5sonomacounty.org. For kids, for families, for Sonoma County. Talk, read, sing. It changes everything.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to mysonomadeals.com and click on contact. That's mysonomadeals.com and click on contact.
You're invited to a royal event at River Rock Casino. be part of the $120,000 Suit Up and Win Cash giveaway on Saturday, March 30th and April 27th. You could be one of two lucky club members to make a royal flush and win your share of the cash. Random cash drawings start at 7 p.m., then at 9, and again at 10. Five club members will play the Royal Flush game. Join the club at RiverRockCasino.com and start earning drawing tickets. River Rock Casino, just over 20 minutes north of Santa Rosa.
All righty, it is time for Random Act of Kindness, where I will tell you the task at hand, explain how to do it, and have you call me in the KZST studio to volunteer and execute it. My number, my direct line, 707-284-1000, 707-284-1000. Redwood Credit Union has made this possible by giving us the $100 bills to do these random acts. So thank you to RCU. Okay, here is the plan. It is a St. Patrick's Day random act of kindness. How about this? I'd like a volunteer to swing by the radio station, pick up the $100 bill, and then Sunday on the holiday, head to the Spring Boutique at the Flamingo Resort Hotel in Santa Rosa. A fun event going on, dozens of vendors to shop from for St. Patty's, even Easter. At the event, look around for someone who is having fun, enjoying life, either alone or with others. It does not matter. What matters is that this person is wearing green. It will be St. Patrick's Day. Walk up to them and say, "Hi, this is a random act of kindness. I am sure you have done something nice for someone in your lifetime. Today is the day you're rewarded for that." And give them $100. And again, they have to be wearing green. Keep it for yourself or someone here. You can buy something here at the Spring Boutique or share and spread the wealth. It is solely up to you what to do with the money. So if you would like to be my volunteer this week, give me a call in the studio, 707-284-1000, 707-284-1000. Another random act of kindness for St. Patrick's Day here on KZST.
Did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. 'Cause to dreaming away, wishing that heroes they truly exist. I cry watching the days. Can't you see I'm a fool in so many ways? But to lose all my senses, that is just so typically me. Oh baby, oh,
I did it again. Your heart got lost in the game. Oh, baby, baby, ooh, you think I'm in
Sonoma County's KZST. Well, a big old shout out and thank you to Jennifer Mueller from Rohnert Park. She will be doing a random act of kindness today. Yay! All righty, let's check traffic right now. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer Olivia Mirop. Let's see what's going on those roadways. What you got for us?
Hi, good morning. We do have one crash. CHP is en route. Eastbound State Route 12, just east of Denton Avenue, with three vehicles on the right-hand shoulder. So if you are traveling through that area, please slow down. Other than that, traffic is looking pretty good. There is some commute traffic northbound US 101 from Todd Road going into downtown Santa Rosa, and then eastbound State Route 12, just east of 101 to Farmers Lane. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirop on KZST.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan. Get us out of here, been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live in the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed too fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Sonoma County's KZST, it is 8:21, 52 rainy degrees. Look for cloudy skies today around Sonoma County. Temperatures low 60s. Good morning.
United Way of the Wine Country is once again offering a safe and easy way to file your 2023 tax returns for free. If your combined household income in 2023 was around $79,000, you may be eligible to meet with a United Way tax pro to file your tax returns for free, or arrange to drop off your tax documents at one of our secure tax sites and let our skilled pros do the rest. Schedule your appointment by dialing 211. Let United Way pros prepare and file your federal and state tax returns for free to get your best tax refund possible. Extra credits like the California Earned Income Tax Credit and Young Child Tax Credit add even more dollars to your refund if you qualify. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen to file. United Way offers free ITIN tax filing assistance as well. Dial 211 to speak with an operator or go to UnitedWayWineCountry.org for more details. Working together, we are united for good.
Sonoma County, are you craving a culinary experience that defies borders? Then get to Brothers Cafe on Cleveland and Santa Rosa. From Russian borscht to Italian chicken piccata to Mexican street tacos, all are crafted with locally sourced ingredients. At Brothers Cafe, breakfast isn't just for mornings. Indulge in breakfast served all day, every day. Plus, they're open from 8 to 8, 7 days a week, ensuring you can satisfy those cravings whenever they strike. Check out the menu at brotherscafesr.com.
This week at Raley's in Knob Hill, clip your digital deal before checkout to get ripe Haas avocados for just 77 cents each, limit six. Not a something extra, member? You're missing out on amazing savings every week. Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app today.
Come on. You know you want to.
Oh my God, yes.
Go ahead. Nobody's watching.
Don't say that.
Your favorite radio station is just a mouse click away at work.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Listen to us on your computer at KZST.com.
Welcome.
100.1 KZST.
Well, on the way, Brent Allen will fill you in on what you missed overnight. News is next on KZST.
Right, turn off the lights. We gonna lose our minds tonight. What's the dealio? I love when it's all too much. 5 a.m., turn the radio up. Where's the rock and roll? So serious. So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, all the underdogs. We will never be, never be anything but loud and bitty, gritty, dirty little freaks. Won't you come on and raise your glass? Just come on and raise your glass. Slam, slam, oh hot damn. What part about it don't you understand? Wish you just freak out.
Freak out already.
Can't stop coming in hot. I should be locked up right on the spot. It's so on right now. Party crasher, panty snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious? So if you're too school for cool, and you treat it like a fool, you can choose to let it go. We can always party on our own. So raise your
Well, good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 12th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:29. I'm Brent Allen. We've had morning showers. We should expect afternoon clearing. Currently sitting at 52 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. We have more information this morning on the deaths of a mother and son found in their apartment on Summerfield Road in Santa Rosa back on March 6th. The Santa Rosa Police Department has released their names and some preliminary information on the cause of death. The mother has been identified as 54-year-old Cynthia Salcido Fimbres. Her son as 10-year-old Maximus Monroy. While the final coroner's report is still pending, Fimbres died of self-inflicted cutting wounds. There were no physical injuries to Monroy. Traffic was a mess on southbound Highway 101 yesterday when a chase between sheriff's deputies and a white Kia ended in a crash just shy of Petaluma. The three people inside of the Kia were suspected of stealing several thousand dollars in merchandise from Dick's Sports in Santa Rosa.